Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Chaco Chan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Chaco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room.
Hello, Panther fans, and welcome to the Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent.
So welcome back, everybody.
Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. It's Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from University High School in Greeley, where the Panthers get ready to participate in the Northern Colorado Baseball Classic. Delta's 4-1 after beating Durango last weekend in walk-off fashion 6-5. Lance Porter was 2-for-3 with an RBI, while Brendan Bear was 2-for-2 with a double and the game-winning hit on the mound. Freshman Ty Reed got the first start of his high school career, giving up the 5 runs, 4 of them earned. Walking 2 and striking out 7 and 3.2 innings of work. Braden Sprout pitched 3 1/3 innings in relief, striking out 5 and picking up the win. Delta's first opponent in the NCB Classic is 4-2, is the 4-2 University Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are led at the plate by Greg Garza, who's batting .667 with 3 doubles, a home run, and 11 RBI. On the mound, it looks like their ace is Kanan Padilla with a 3.11 ERA with 12 walks and 11 strikeouts. Now we'll take a look at the starting lineup for both squads, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Take a look at the visiting Delta Panthers starters. Leading off and pitching will be number 19, Braden Sprout. Batting second will be the designated hitter, number 35, Logan Clay. And the three hole will be the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. Batting cleanup will be the first baseman, number 14, Trayton Sandoval. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 27, Brendan Bear. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, number 2, Landon Clay. In the seventh spot, it'll be the right fielder, number 7, the freshman, Ty Reed. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, number 4, Connor Workman. And batting ninth will be the center fielder, number 6, Brett Leho. Designated hitter, Logan Clay, batting for the shortstop, number 17, Isaac Chavez. The starters for University will be as follows. Leading off and playing shortstop will be the number 27, River Jackson. Batting second will be the second baseman, number 3, Greg Garza. Batting third will be the right fielder, number 33, Logan Gettings. Batting cleanup will be the pitcher, number 35, Parker Disparti. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 9, Cannon Padilla. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, number 21, Rich Powell. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, number 20, Connor Weber. Batting eighth will be the center fielder, number 2, Tate Chacon. And batting ninth, the catcher, number 1, Dalton Yates. So it looks like we will pause real quick for the national anthem, and then hopefully after that get to the first pitch of this baseball game. Getting ready for the Taco Time first pitch here. We will take a look at the numbers on the starting pitcher, Parker Disparti, today.
Alex Turney and Dave Ramirez.
So, Disparti on the season.
I'm going to make a show because he's just bad.
131 ERA and 2 appearances. Four walks, 7 strikeouts. He's got an on-base percentage against of .364, but only an opponent batting average of .125. So, Disparti, one of, looks like a few pitchers that have had some success for the University Bulldogs. First pitch sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal, Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So the lefty Sprout comes to the plate. Starting pitcher for Delta, we'll see how he does here. He'll take the first pitch. It's a strike. Delta struggled at the plate a little bit this season. Their plate approach is going to be something that's important here today, as Sprouty will swing and foul that one back to the backstop. It's quickly 0-2 to the Delta pitcher. Sprout batting .333 on the season. Does have a triple. And he'll swing and miss. That'll be the first out of the inning. And the game, for that matter. Logan Clay will come to the plate. Logue, batting .500 on the season in 10 at-bats, has a triple. Five walks, two strikeouts. He'll swing at the first pitch and foul it off. Logue steps out, now back into the right side against the righty Disparty. The pitch. This one's going to be fouled straight back to the backstop. And again, it's quickly 0-2 to the Delta batter. So, Logue looks to be right on it. See what Disparty tosses up there here as he kicks and fires. He'll miss outside. It's just off the plate. Tried to get Clay to chase it, and Logue laid off. The 1-2. That's in the dirt. Good waste pitch by Disparty. Again, trying to get Clay to chase. The count's now even at 2. The pitch. This one's going to be lifted on the infield. Guards of the second baseman camps out underneath it. And there are now 2 outs for the Panthers as Lance Porter trying to get something started here in the top of the first. So Porter takes a deep breath and steps into the right side of the box. Disparty has his sign and delivers. Swing and a miss. The 0-1 is now 0-2, and Porter swings over the top of that pitch. The 0-2 pitch is low. So Disparty has started off the first 3 Delta batters 0-2. The Deltas had to dig themselves out of a hole at the plate so far, as this one's going to be lifted weakly to the pitcher. Disparty able to grab it as Porter couldn't lay off it and popped it up off the knuckles. So Delta goes in order to start the game. Bulldogs will have Jackson Garza and Getting come to the plate as they'll take their hats here in the bottom of the first. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company's been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And the Sunflower Room, also a proud sponsor of Delta Baseball. Do you need help to relax? Let's face it, Nikki, it's a Sunflower Room, melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Take a look at Braden Sprout's numbers on the season on the mound. Sprouty, a 1.35 ERA in 3 appearances, 3-0 record. 2 starts. He came in relief in the Durango game last weekend. One walk, 12 strikeouts. Sprout, not the hardest thrower Delta has, but he does have some pretty good accuracy, places his pitches well. doesn't really seem to get rattled on the mound. Considered one of the elder statesmen of this team as a senior, as a junior.
Leading off the bottom of the first inning for your Bulldogs, shortstop number 27, River Jackson.
So River Jackson will come to the plate to lead off for the Bulldogs. Jackson batting 400 on the season.
I got blood on my hands. I ain't gonna lie.
Two walks, three strikeouts, an on-base percentage of 682. First pitch from Sprouts, high and outside. Jackson steps out, takes a couple practice swings, gets his timing, now steps back in. Lefty Sprout delivers to the righty. That one misses high and outside. So in contrast, Delta starts out Jackson going down 2-0 on the mound. And now it's 3-0. So three straight balls from Sprout to start the game against Jackson, whereas Despardi started Delta 0-2 on the first three batters. So Brayton's dug himself a little hole. He's going to have to get out of here or get out of to win this battle. He'll be set. And deliver. Four straight balls will put Jackson on first. The Delta Cabinet Company walk. Greg Garza will come to the plate. Garza batting 667 on the season with 11 RBI, three doubles, a home run, three walks, hasn't struck out yet. Jackson down at first does have a stolen base. He'll be held on by Sandoval. Has a good lead down there against the lefty Sprout. Braden comes home. That's a strike. So it looks like Braden got the first batter jitters out of the way, and he'll bear down on the second batter, Garza, looking to roll two. The pitch. This one's going to be lifted foul on the right side, out of play. Now Sprouty working in the right direction here, 0-2. Casey Miller giving the sign sound at the third base coach's box. Real good lead by Jackson. Pitch is high. I think that was more so a pitch out to see if Jackson was going. Again, Jackson with a good lead down at first, and Sprout will come home. This one on the ground to third, past Porter. Just out of Lance's reach. So no outs, and the Bulldogs have runners at first and second, and their right fielder, Logan Getting, coming to the plate. Getting batting 438 on the season, 6 RBI, has a double and a home run. 5 walks, 4 strikeouts. He's in on the left side against the lefty Sprout. Jackson, the leadoff hitter, out on second. Garza on first. Sprout in a little bit of a jam to start the game as the taco time first pitch to Getting is fouled back out of play over the university dugout. Catcher Brendan Baer gave chase and just ran out of real estate. So Sandoval will play behind the runner Garza at first. Chavez and Landon Clay will work in and out on the runner Getting at second. The 0-1 pitch is high and outside for a ball. Porter playing close to the line at third. Infield. As the runner's going from second, this one lifted to center field. Lejo giving chase, and it's gone. Sprout hung that one out over the middle of the plate, and Getting hit this pretty much to the deepest part of the ballpark. So we'll see how Sprout recovers from this. No outs. Still in the top of the first inning. Parker Desparty, the pitcher, coming to the plate. University Ware is up 3-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Taco Time, first pitch to Desparty, misses. Sprout is set, and here's the 1-0 delivery. This one will be fouled off on the right side. Hit a car in the parking lot on the bounce. This is why you don't park there. The parking lot here is very similar to that in Delta, where it's not very far as Sprouty, with a breaking pitch, catches the zone. And it's 1-2 to the University pitcher. The pitch is high. And the count's even now. The 2-2 delivery. Misses high as well. Sprout steps off, now back to the rubber. The payoff pitch is lifted on the right side. Clay out into right field. And Reed may have lost it in the sun. The runner at second is safe. Desparty, as Reed, I think, lost it. It fell to the ground. And Desparty's out at second. Just in ahead of the tag. Good strong throw by Reed to Chavez, who was covering, and they couldn't get Desparty. That'll bring Cannon Padilla to the plate. Takes Taco Time first pitch for a ball. Padilla batting 389 on the season for RBI. Three strikeouts. The pitch. It's on the outside half of the plate for a strike. Count even at 1 to the Bulldog third baseman. Good lead by Desparty out at second. This one's poked foul on the right side, and Sprout ahead in the count 1-2. This one is going to be chopped foul down the third baseline, and Padilla just battling now, trying to protect the plate. It's a good pitch by Sprouty. So Padilla back into the right side. Sprout stares in. We'll check Desparty at second, then kick and fire. This one's going to be lifted into center field. Lejo back on his, can't come up with it. It's going to bounce, fly over his head. I thought it bounced off his glove. I don't think so, though. And that'll be a triple for Padilla. And Desparty will score from second. And Coach Steve Ryer's seen enough damage and will come out and talk to his infield and maybe calm his pitcher Sprout down just a little bit.
first graders. Please get away from our first graders over there.
Delta Panthers baseball sponsored.
Thanks for coming out.
By A&M Creations on Main, A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. First baseman Riggs Cowell now to the plate and on the right side. Taco Time's first pitch to him is lifted into right field. Reed is back, and it's going to go over his head. Cowell looks like he's going to have an RBI double.
Reed with the RBI double. Now coming to take for your fullback.
And University now leads 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Connor Weber will come to the plate. Weber batting 300 on the season with an RBI. One walk, three strikeouts. He's in on the right side. First pitch is high. The Sprout will spare in. He's now set and delivers. Runners going. Bear gets it out. And Cowell will be in ahead of the tag. The throw to the outside of the bag. Porter had to go get it and couldn't get back to the bag in time to make the tag. Might have had him had the throw been a little closer to the bag or on the inside even. The pitch misses. Looks like that was low. And it's going to be 2-1 now to the University left fielder. The pitch. This one lifted on the right side of the infield. Clay back into short right field. He'll make the catch. And that is the first out of the inning.
Number two, center fielder.
Center fielder Tate Chacon will come to the plate now for the Bulldogs. Cone batting 143 on the season. Couple of strikeouts. Cowell's the runner on third. Taco Time first pitch. Chacone is a liner. A one-hopper over the bag at third and fair. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Workman had to chase it down in the corner. As it got away from him on the carom, and that is going to be a triple for Chacon. He'll pick up the RBI as well, as Cowell will score from third, and University extends their lead. It's now 6-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That'll bring the ninth batter of the inning to the plate, Dalton Yates. The catcher, Yates, batting 333 on the season, three RBI, a couple of doubles, two walks, two strikeouts. First pitch misses high. Sprout stares in for the sign and delivers. This one hit on the right side. If it stays fair, it's a base hit, and it will be, they're going to say it was fouled just inside the blind. A little blue hit, but it's going to be an RBI single for the catcher, and we'll flip the lineup card. So we're going to get a... Now for the courtesy runner for the catcher. Looks like the courtesy runner will be, I think it's Gunnar Ponser down there. It's the Taco Time's first pitch to Jackson's a base hit. Yates will be out at second. Runners first and second now for the Bulldogs as Garza will come to the plate. He singled earlier in the inning and scored.
Don't worry. Daddy's home.
No! Oh, oh.
Tackle time, first pitch to Garza, in for a strike. Stroud has his sign and delivers. Can't find the outside black, and it's a ball. Stroud will check the runner. Palms are out at second. Then come home. The runner goes. Throw down is in time, and they got him at third. A chop stealing on Conzer is the second out of the inning. This one's a high chopper to short, and it's going to bounce past Chavez. Jackson will end up at second. And Garza has another single. Logan Getting will come to the plate. He had a three-run homer earlier this inning that got University on the board. They lead 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard right now. Three down, still in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Top side for a ball. Middle infielders at double play depth. Sandoval behind the runner at first. Trying to get that all-important third out of the inning and get out of this. The pitch. In the dirt. Bear blocks it. Sprout has his sign. And here's the 2-0. This one's going to be hit. Fouling out of play on the left side. Sprout kicks and fires. Swing and a miss over the top of the breaking pitch in the dirt. And the count's even. The pitch. Chopper on the right side to Sandoval, who's ranging in front of Clay on the second base side, and nobody covered first. It's an infield hit for Getting. Bases will be loaded. For Disparty. Disparty had a single and scored earlier this inning. Has a chance to do more damage now and pad his 7-0 lead. The pitch drops in for a strike. The 0-1 in the dirt, scooped up by Bear. Jackson at third, Garza at second, Getting it first for the Bulldogs. The pitch. This one lifted into left center. Workman over, and it's over his head. Goes to the wall, bounces right in front of the 375 sign. One run scores, two runs scores. It's a bases clearing double for the pitcher.
Three RBI double for Parker Gaspardi.
And I think we're going to have a pitching change. As it looks like we may see Trayton Sandoval on the mound. Yep, it is going to be Trayton. The Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. But the comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So we'll see where the pieces on this move. Spike Sprout moved out to center. So Trayton does have one appearance on the season. That came to get the final two outs at Cortez. I did see Jacob Hancock come into the game. So it's possible that Hancock came in to play third and Porter moved over to first. I'll confirm that here shortly. So there are two outs in the bottom of the first, and Cannon Padilla will come to the plate. He had an RBI triple earlier this inning. And Sandoval misses high. Sandoval checks the runner out at second, now comes home. That's a wicked breaking pitch, gets away from Bear. He'll go down to third. And Workman, who's playing a third, had to dive to make that stop. And it'll be a stolen base for the courtesy runner. Chance Curell. The 3-0 is in there for a strike. And the 3-1 popped up, and Workman over into foul ground, and he will retire the side.
And that's out number three, the score after one inning.
So,
thank you, Milford. You got here a little bit later. Tournament today, so we don't have practice.
After one, the University Bulldogs lead 10-0 on your Delta Panthers. So, it's time for Panther Pride now. Panther Pride, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So taking a look at boys and girls track, they both finished eighth at the Nicky Dunn Invitational in Grand Junction last weekend. Rayleigh McCurdy was fifth and Nate Charnhorse was sixth in the 200 meters. Isai Correa was sixth, and Angel Romero was ninth in the 400 meters. John Dexter was second, Kylie Huff was fifth, Paige Kaymeyer was sixth, and Charlie Abbott was eighth in the 800 meters. The boys' 4x200-meter relay team finished second. Girls' 800 sprint medley and the 4x400-meter relay were fourth. Bailey Hewlett was third. Ellie Ames was ninth in the high jump. Sophia Chavez was second. Bailey Wilson was eighth in the long jump. Easton Bear was ninth in the high jump and triple jump. Bailey Wilson was fifth in the triple jump. Clay Sandridge finished third, and Taya Smith was fourth in the discus. Taya Smith also finished second in the shot, and they will be, track team will be at the Frank Woodburn meet tomorrow in Grand Junction as Trenton Sandoval, who is now your pitcher, is at the plate. He'll foul off the Taco Time first pitch, straight back and out of play, and then even the count on the next pitch by taking a ball high. The Sparty will deliver the 1-1. That one drops in, a breaker, but inside. The 2-1 from DeSparty will be fouled off out of play on the right side. And the count's even at 2. So Trayton steps out now back in. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. So a decent at bat by Sandoval, but it didn't end the way we wanted it, and that's an A&M creation strikeout for the Delta pitcher. Brendan Bear will step in from the left side. Bear batting 385 on the season, has a double and a home run. He'll take way outside on the Taco Time first pitch. Bear with 3 walks and a strikeout. The 1-0 catches the outside corner for a strike. The pitch, same place, same result. So Brendan going to have to be tough with 2 in battle. The pitch, swing and a miss. Another A&M creation strikeout for DeSparty. That's his third strikeout of the game and the second out of the inning for the Panthers. Second baseman Landon Clay to the plate. Clay will take that one low. And he'll swing over the top of the next pitch. That pitch misses, and it's 2-1 now to Clay. This one on the ground to the shortstop. Jackson on the first, 6-3 to retire Delta in order.
Going to the bottom.
So we'll head to the bottom of the second, where University will send 6-7-8 to the plate. That's Powell, Weber, and Chacon. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. And, of course, Delta Cabinet Company, a proud sponsor of Panthers baseball. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is the presents Delta Panthers baseball. They're the presenting sponsor for this stream. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So warm-up's complete. Towel had an RBI double in the first, also stole a base.
First baseman, number 21, Rick Towel.
So Sandoval came in relief in the bottom of the first, and he's back out there on the mound. So the way the substitutions worked out is nobody actually subbed into the game. I think they just moved players around. So the infield for Delta, right to left, Porter, Landon Clay, Chavez, and Workman, right to left around the infield. It's the talk of time. First pitch to Towel is a ball. Left to right in the outfield is going to be Leho, Sprout, and Reed. The 1-0. Fouled off, out of play on the right side, and the count's even. Towel steps out, now back in. The pitch. That breaker falls in on the inside corner, and Sandoval now ahead 1-2. So Trayton on the rubber. As a sign, he'll kick and fire. Looks like another slider as this one's lifted to left and over Leho's head. And Towel has a solo shot. That'll add to University's lead. It's 11-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So now Connor Weber will come to the plate. He's 0-1 today.
Left fielder, number 20, Connor Weber.
Delta Panthers baseball, sponsored by Taco John. Taco John's a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco John, 707 Main in Delta. And here's the pitch to Weber. That's in there for a strike. Looks like a good four-seam fastball right down the part of the plate. Weber was taken. Here's the 0-1. This one's going to be popped up foul out of play. Back over my head here, and I'm sitting just to the right behind the home plate area. Back behind home plate. And Sandoval buzzes the tower on that 0-2. A little high and tight, some chin music, if you will. Sandoval is ready. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Misses on the breaker, and it's even now. Here's the 2-2. This one's going to be fouled off on the right side, and the count will remain even. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. The pitch. It's in the dirt. And the count's full. So Sandoval looking to win the battle here. The payoff pitch. That one misses. He's looking to catch the zone with the breaker, and it dropped just out of the bottom of the strike zone. And that'll put Weber on at first. Tate Chacon, who had an RBI triple in last inning. He'll take first pitch for a ball. Here's the 1-0. That misses. It looked like it might have been a high strike, but umpire not calling that today. Weber, with a good lead off of first now, held on by Porter, and Sandoval misses the 2-0. So Sandoval needs to find the strike zone here or risk losing the batter. The pitch, right down the middle for a strike. Weber held on at first by Porter. Workman backing off the line at second. Middle infielders at double play depth. The pitch. Oh, just missed. So back-to-back walks for Sandoval. And the catcher, Dalton Yeast, will come to the plate. Yeast with an RBI single. And was caught stealing at third last inning. University leads 11-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bottom of two, no outs. Runners at second and third. Sandoval set and delivers. He'll miss high. Sandoval stares in for the sign, checks the runners, now comes home, and Bear with a good block, throws down to third, it gets away from Workman, and Weber, Bear probably should have just eaten that one, as he made an off-balance throw from his knees after the pitch was in the dirt, and Weber will score from second. Chacon makes it all the way to third on the error. This pitch lifted into center field. It's right center. It looks like Reed's over. Runner Chacon will tag from third and trot home. So one down now, and we'll flip the lineup card. River Jackson to the plate. This will be Jackson's third at bat in two innings. Single to walk, couple runs scored. So third plate appearance, in two innings. Nobody on, bottom of two. Bulldogs lead 3-13-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Jackson swings and misses at the Taco Time first pitch from Sandoval. Umpire out to talk to Trayton about something. Delta is going to get the ball back is what it is. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs.
Delta Cabinet Company. Sandoval kicks and fires this one on the ground to Chavez, and he's going to have it bounce off the heel of his mitt and into left field. So Jackson will be on, and as a result of the error, and Garza will come to the plate. He's 2-for-2 with a couple of runs scored today. Jackson, the runner out at first. Good lead down there. Held on by Porter. Sandoval will check in. Now comes home. This is inside. Trayton has his sign. Kicks and fires. Jackson's going, and Bear doesn't get a throw off. And Jackson in with no throw on the stolen base. So Bulldogs now with a runner on second. Count even at one. To Garza. The pitch. This is low. Bear does a good job of not letting it get by him. The 2-1. This is the inside corner. Good place to miss. But now the count's 3-1. And the pitch. That catches the outside corner, and Sandoval's battled the count back full. Get some words of encouragement from his dugout now as he'll check the runner Jackson down at second. Now kicks and fires. And that one's going to plonk Garza. That was a breaking ball that didn't break, and now Logan Getting will come to the plate with runners on first and second. Getting. Two for two today. Had a three-run homer in one of his at-bats. In his first at-bat, he'll stand in from the left side. Jackson, the runner at second. Garza at first. And Sandoval now to work to Getting. The pitch. One lifted foul straight back out of play. The pitch. Breaker misses the outside corner in the count season. Sandoval stares in, has his sign. He's set and delivers. That's down the middle for a strike. So once again, Sandoval working ahead now out on the mound. Here's the 1-2. This one on the ground in the hole on the left side. Chavez boots it again. In and out of the glove.
Logan Getting with the hit. I was coming up next for your Bulldogs. Pitcher number 35.
So the bases are loaded for the pitcher, Parker DeSparty. DeSparty had a 3-RBI double last innings. Also walked, stolen a base, and scored a run. Taco time first pitch. This is the outside corner for a ball. Sandoval stares in. Now he'll kick and fire. Breaker drops in for a strike. University leads 13-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. One out here in the bottom of the second. Bases loaded for the Bulldogs. And the 1-1 to DeSparty just misses low. It was a good pitch, but just out of the zone. The pitch. This one's going to get away from Bear. The runner will not advance as the spry Sandoval quickly off the mound to cover. Not far enough away from Bear. And the count is 3-1. So again, Sandoval having to battle on the mound. The pitch. That one tails inside and an RBI walk for Disparty.
Disparty gets the RBI walk. Coming up next to the
plate. Bulldogs lead 14-0 now on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bases remain loaded, and Cannon Padilla will be the nice batter to the plate. Padilla, 1-for-2 with a triple today. That's an RBI. Looks like we'll get a courtesy runner. Looks like Chance Curl will come in as the courtesy runner. The pitch off the end of the bat and foul. Sandoval stares in and the 0-1. High and tight. But taken by Padilla for a ball. Delta would love to roll two and get out of the inning here. Or at the very least, cut down the lead runner. This one on the ground to short. Chavez in front of it goes to second. And it's past the second baseman Clay covering. One run will score. Two runs will score. And Padilla reaches second on the base, or on the throwing error by the shortstop. So the score now is going to be 16-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like we're going to get a substitution here. As it looks like Clay is going to move over to short. And Wilkes will come in to play second. Chavez's day is done. So Chaz Wilkes will come in as the defensive substitution. Glando moves over to shortstop. Sandoval remains on the mound. And Rig Stowell will come to the plate for the second time this inning. He hit a solo shot to lead off the inning. He also has an RBI double in the game. He scored twice and has a stolen base.
Now coming to the plate. First baseman, number 21.
So, one down as we get back to action here after the substitution. Bottom of two. Soccer time first pitch is in for a strike. Curl, the courtesy runner at third, and Padilla, the runner at second. The pitch. This one on the ground to short. Clay, up with it on the first. 6-1, or 6-3 on the putout. Runner will score from third, and it's 17-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of University. And there's now two outs in the inning. Connor Weber, 0-for-1 with a walk today. Has a stolen base and a run scored. The pitch. So the 1-0 misses just inside, and it's 2-0 now to Weber. The 2-0 misses, it's 3-0. So Sandoval having to battle on the mound, the pitch. That misses, so four straight balls will put Weber on first. The Delta Cabinet Company walk, and now Tate Chacon will come to the plate. Chacon has walked and had an RBI triple in the game today. 2 runs scored. Taco Time first pitch to him is fouled off on the right side for strike one. Here's the 0-1 from Sandoval. On the ground to Wilkes at second. Wilkes goes to first, and that will get Delta out of the inning. So at the end of two, University leads 17-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two up for the Panthers at the bottom of the lineup, 7-8-9, Reed, Workman, and Leho. We get ready to start the third inning. Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? With Stacy Smicky at the Sunflower Room, melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today. 874-2939. That's Stacy Stanicki at the Sunflower Room. Also, Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machines, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machines. So some defensive substitutions for the Bulldogs. It looks like number four, Gunnar Ponser, will come into the game and play third. As Ty Reed will dial the Taco Time first pitch off to the right side, and catcher Yates cannot come up with it. So Reed will get second life here at the plate. Looks like Carson Lucian will be the first baseman for the Bulldogs now. As DeSparty will fire in the 0-1. That misses inside. A lot of chatter coming out of the Delta dugout, even though they're down by a large margin. It's 17-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here in the top of the third. That pitch is low. So Delta still has the fire out in the dugout. That's good to hear. Looking to start a rally here with Reed with a 2-1 pitch. On the ground to third, and this one's going to be an error by Ponser. That one got on him in a hurry. Not able to scoop it, and Delta with their first base runner of the game.
Next batter for Delta, number four, Connor Workman.
That'll bring Workman to the plate. Connor batting 214 on the season. Couple of strikeouts. Reed, the good leadoff at first, held on by Lucian. And the pitch. And that one is going to be a strike. Workman looks like he might have been squaring the bunt and pulled back, and that one just caught the lower outside corner of the zone. The 0-1. Hit foul on the right side, and Yates can't come up with that one as it drifted back inside the field of play. So Workman with some work to do now as he's down 0-2. So Workman back into the right side against the righty Disparty. Reed with a good lead off of first. And the pitch. That one's in the dirt outside. Reed, after getting a read on it, will scamper back to first in a hurry. Disparty will check Reed over at first. Now come home. That one misses low. Counts even at 2. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main in Delta voted 2021 best all-around restaurants. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta where they're making dining experiences. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw to first by Disparty, not in time to get Reed. As Workman will hit a high hopper to third. Ponder fields it cleanly, but that's going to be an infield hit for the speedy Workman. And Delta now with runners at first and second, their first two base runners of the day here to start the third inning. And Brett Leho will come to the plate for his first at bat. Leho batting 200 with an RBI on the season. It's 4 strikeouts as well. Looking to drive this one somewhere. The swing and miss at the taco time first pitch. Disparty will look back at Reed at second. Now he'll get back on the rubber. He's set and delivers. That one catches the outside corner. Some nice movement on his two-seamer. Here's the 0-2 from Disparty. Swing and a miss. Daddy Stealing Machine pickoff throw from the catcher, not in time to get Workman. A&M Creation strikeout is the first out of the inning for Delta, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. This is actually going to be number 22, Jacob Hancock. So Sprout did end up leaving the game on the substitution. Pitch, swing and a miss. So Hancock came into play left field on the pitching change a while ago. That's the 0-1. Misses low. So the count's even at 1 now to Hancock. And the pitch catches the outside corner at the knees, and Hancock going to have to be tough with 2 and protect. The pitch This one on the ground in the hole on the right side. It's going to get into right field, and Reed's going to be held up at second as Gettings up with it quickly and fires it in. So the bases are loaded for Delta. One out here, top of the third. And Logan Clay, the designated hitter, will come to the plate.
Now batting number 35, Logan.
Delta's down 17-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here, top of three, one out. Clay 0 for 1 today. The pitch outside. So Clay just needs to drive this one somewhere, look for a base hit, doesn't need anything special. When you're down by as many runs as Delta is right now, you just need runs. The pitch, fouled off and out of play. On the right side, kept even at one. Like I was saying, you just need runs and then no outs here, so you need a base hit regardless. The pitch. That one misses. It's in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Yates. Using his entire body there, it bounced off the chest protector and up into the mask and then out in front. Here's the 1-1. This one lifted into right field. The right fielder getting is over. He'll make the play. Reed's going to tag. And he will score. So a sack fly for Logan. Two outs in the inning, and Delta's on the board as Reed scampers in. Runners will stay at first and second, so it'll be Hancock at first and Workman at second. Lance Porter to the plate. He's 0 for 1 today. Popped up to the pitcher weekly in his only other plate appearance. That one's low and outside. Good, another good block by Yates. Mr. Sparty will check Workman out at second and take the rubber. He's got his sign. Looks back at Workman again, and he turns, and they've got Workman. If the throw is in line, it's going to bounce away from the second baseman. It was to the first base side of the bag is the second baseman. Garza was coming across the bag. He had to reach back across the body, and it rolled away from him. So the Doughty Steel Machine kickoff throw, not successful. Had the throw been online, they probably would have had Workman dead to rights. He's still got a good lead out there, Doug Connor, as the delivery home will be swung on and missed by Porter. I think he may have been guessing on that pitch as the count's now even at one. Great discipline and approach has been something Delta's had to work on this season. Here's the pitch to Porter. He lays off, and that one misses. So the Sparty has the sign, and the 2-1. That one just misses the outside corner, and for the first time today, Delta the batter has earned himself 3 balls against the Sparty. Here's the pitch. And that one, as Porter tried to check his swing, I think it was in for a strike, regardless. And the count's full. Porter trying to keep it going here for Delta, the payoff pitch. The bouncer to Ponzer at third. He'll boot it. And Lance is on first with the error. So, again, Delta's got the bases loaded. Creighton Sandoval will come to the plate. Sandoval struck out swinging last inning. So he's 0 for 1 today, but now he's got a chance to redeem himself with the bases loaded. his squad down by a bunch. Gasparty kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Gasparty coming right at Trayton. He'll step out and calm himself, and he'll step back in. The pitch. This one on the ground, just outside the bag at third. And Sandoval now going to have to be tough with two and battle at the plate. So, this could be it for Delta here. Down 17-1 in the top of the third as this pitch is popped up on the infield, and the first baseman is going to error. Lucian came over as Sandoval popped it up down the line. Lucian came in on the grass, and it's going to bounce out of his glove. A run was score. That was Workman from third, and Delta now has two. It's 17-2, Delta, and Brendan Bear will come to the plate with the bases loaded. Stands in from the left side. Taco Time first pitch to him. Catches the outside corner. So Bear showing a little patience as the 0-1 comes in. That one will miss inside. That one looked a little closer to the strike zone than the first pitch did, but counts even nonetheless. Runners with their leads. The pitch on the ground to Lucian, and it's going to get through him. So Delta is going to score two, and Sandoval ends up at third as the right fielder took his time getting to that ball. Fourth error of the inning for the Bulldogs is we're going to get a conference on the mound. Casey Miller coming out of the dugout. So Sandoval ends up at third as Porter scores from second. Hancock scored as well. So Delta with a rally here. Still not quite where they need to be. They're down 17-4 in the top of the third on the Sunflower Inn scoreboard. Two outs, and we're going to have a Jesse Delgado will be the courtesy runner down at first. Landon Clay at the plate. Play 0-for-1 today. First Taco Time, first pitch to Lando is through the wickets, and Sandoval does not advance, but Delgado will, and Delta's got two runners in scoring position, second and third now. Yeast was back quickly, and not a whole lot of room here to the backstop from home plate. I think Delta's got just a slightly deeper backstop. This one's going to be hit into center field. Chacon underneath it and will retire the side. And I believe that. So it looks like we're going to go to the bottom of the third. I think thought we might be done. Oh, I guess it's 15 after 3, so Delta did get the runs they needed. It's 17-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So, don't mind me, folks, as I can't math today. Sandoval comes out. And looks like he's going to face the 9-1-2 holes in the lineup for the Bulldogs. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department, certified technicians who specialize in ATV snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Starting off the bottom of the third inning for your University Bulldogs.
So, Dalton Yace will lead off the inning for the Bulldogs. He is 1-for-2 today with an RBI. Once again, Bulldogs lead 17-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we begin the Bulldogs' half of the third. That pitch catches the outside corner. Good start for Creighton. And Sandoval gets the first pitch strike. He'll kick and fire. The breaker, good one. Gets the inside corner, and it's quickly 0-2 to the Bulldog catcher. Sandoval kicks and fires. That one misses. It's a good place to miss, too. Just outside. The pitch. This one swung on, popped up to center field. Lejo coming in, and he'll squeeze it home. One out in the inning, and River Jackson will come to the plate as we flip the lineup card. Jackson has been on base three times today. He's only got one hit. He's reached on an error and a walk. He scored three runs and stole a base. He's set the table well for his Bulldog brethren today. Taco Time first pitch to him is lifted in the right center for a base hit. It's going to land in the gap, and he's going to get a double out of this as Lejo sprints over and gets it in. Greg Garza will come up now, and he's got a couple of hits today, three runs scored. He was hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. The pitch. That misses. High and outside. Sandoval checks the runner out at second. That's Jackson. And Garza will take a pitch low. So Jackson on second by way of his double. And Sandoval will look in. Here's the 2-0. This one lifted to left field. Hancock over and that is gone. And I think that might end up being the ball game. Two-run shot by Garza. And it is 19-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard.
Now batting for the Bulldogs.
So it looks like the game will continue.
Logan Jetting.
Not sure what the run rule is here. In this tournament. As the Taco Time first pitch to Logan Jetting is low and outside for a ball. getting 2 for 2 today with a 2-run homer. He's also been on via an error. This is a high chopper pass. Wilkes at second. And now Parker DeSparty will come to the plate. DeSparty with a double and a couple of walks today, an RBI and a couple of runs scored. Also has a stolen base. Getting the runner at first. That pitch in the dirt, Bear with a good block. So getting with an average lead over at first, being held on by Porter. Sandoval checks in, now comes home. That one just missed the outside corner. And it's 2-0 to the Bulldog pitcher. Again, University leads 19-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Change up. Gets the Sparty swinging. Daddy Steel Machine. Pickoff throw by Bear down to first, not in time. The pitch. Breaker. Just inside. And it's 2-1. The pitch. Back to strike. Sandoval. Stares in. Here comes the 2-2. This one bounced at the plate. Back foul. It's a good changeup by Sandoval. Sparty way out ahead of that one. One out, bottom of 3. University leads 19-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. This one to right field. Reed is back. He's tracking the ball. He'll make the catch and get it back in. That one started to tail away from him. This Delta found their second out of the inning. So, Gunnar Ponser, who came in as a defensive replacement in the top of the inning, will now come to the plate for his first at bat. Ponser batting 182 with an RBI on the season. He takes ball 1. Ponser a couple walks and 3 strikeouts. The pitch, outside, it's 2-0 now to the University third baseman. That pitch misses. Looks like a two-seamer from Sandoval. He needs to find the strike zone on this one. The pitch on the ground in the hole between third and short. And that's a base hit for Ponser.
Coming to the Bulldogs, number 23,
Carson Lucian, who came in to play first base in the top of the inning, will now have his first at bat. Lucian. This is his only plate appearance, or his first plate appearance of the season. He's got runners on first and second. It's getting out at second. Ponser on first. 2 down here, bottom of the third, the pitch. Sandoval misses. And that's ball one. Sandoval checks the runner at second. The pitch. This one lifted foul out of play on the right side. Counts even at one now. The pitch. That one's down the middle for a strike. Sandoval working ahead in the count now on the mound. He's back to the rubber. He'll look in for his sign. Check the runner at second. Now the 1-2. That breaker is high, and the count's even. The pitch. That one's in the dirt. Bear does a good job of getting in front of it and blocking it. The runner from third getting will advance, but the runner at first cannot. So runners first and third for the Bulldogs now, and the count full dilution. Good lead by Ponzer at first. Here's the delivery. As the runner's going, this one's fouled back to the backstop. So full count now to Lucian, and Ponzer will be moving on the pitch from first. Delta looking to get the third out of the inning here. Here's the pitch. And that's strike three looking by Lucian. So Delta out of the inning. So after three, University still leads 19-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta going to send it looks like 7, 8, 9 back to the plate as they batted through the lineup last inning. It'll be Reed, Workman, and Leho. Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Another proud sponsor of Delta Baseball, Delta Ace Hardware. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Looks like we might be getting some more defensive substitutions for the Bulldogs. We'll just have to wait and see here. As it looks like Cade Van Bieber has come in to play second.
Starting off, the top of the fourth inning for Delta, number 7, Ty Reed.
So Ty Reed looking to start things off for the Panthers, just like he did last inning. Pitch from Gasparti is low and outside for a ball. Reed led off last inning, reaching on an error by the third baseman, came around to score. Delta's first run is takes one high for ball two. 2-0 catches the inside corner. It's like Chance Curl has come in to play shortstop for the Bulldogs. As the 2-1 delivery is in the dirt, bounces up to the plate. The Reed showing patience at the plate now, looking for one to drive. The pitch. That one misses, and a leadoff walk for Reed. We'll bring Connor Workman to the plate. Workman started and left, came in to play third on the pitching change, and he singled last inning, came around to score. So it looks like Reed's going to have a good leadoff of first, held on by Lucian. The pitch. That one's going to go through the wickets on the catcher, Yeast, and Reed will advance on the wild pitch. That pitch was in the dirt and got past the catcher. Allowed Reed to advance 90 feet into scoring position, and now Workman looking to drive him in. Connor, into the right side. Here's the 1-0. That one's going to plunk him. So Connor's going to wear it, and he's wearing it well as he drops down to first. No outs, runners at first and second for the Panthers, and Brett Leho will come to the plate. Leho struck out last inning. No out, top of four. Belted down 19-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the pitch from Disparty. This one lifted foul back out of play. And that one hit a vehicle out there in the parking lot. Again, the parking lot here at University is similar to the parking lot in Delta, about the same distance, really. Here's the 0-1. One's in the dirt, but Yates able to block this one. And the count's now even. Here's the pitch. That's taken at the knees for a strike. Leho going to have to be tough with two in battle here. Runners with their leads off of first and second. The pitch. That one's in the dirt outside and the count's even once again. Leho with a deep breath. Brett steps back in. Disparty has a sign and delivers. This one on the ground. Fouled on the left, right, or excuse me, third baseline. So Leho battles that pitch off and count remains even at two. Disparty and time called at the plate. So Leho will step out. Now back in. Runners with their lead and the pitch. This one on the ground to third, and Fonzer boots it. Only has one play at first, and that's where he'll go, but now Delta with a couple runners in scoring position as Reed's at second and Workman's at third. Pretty much the same as a stacked bunt. When Ponzer didn't feel that cleanly, missed out on getting the lead runner Reed. So Hancock to the plate. He singled last inning, which was his first at bat. Came around to score. He takes ball one. So Hancock looking to do some damage. The pitch. High hopper to short. That's going to be Correll up with it. And it goes by the first baseman. And two runs will score. So Hancock will be on as a result of the error. And Delta gains a little more ground. It's 19-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Logan Clay to the plate. Logo for two today. Couple step lead for Hancock down at first. Hancock with does not have a lot of speed. As Clay swings and misses at the Taco Time first pitch from DeSparty. The 0-1. This one hit to short center field, and it's going to drop for a base knock. The ball hung up there, but Chacon not able to get in quick enough to get to it. And with one out, Lance Porter will come to the plate. He reached on an error by the third baseman Ponger last inning, came around to score. He's also popped up to the pitcher in the game, so he's 0-for-1, but looking to do some damage here with runners in first and second. First baseman Lucian playing behind the runner at first. This ball's going to get by the catcher. He's yaced, and the runners will move up 90 feet. So Porter with runners, two runners now in scoring position. As he looks to add to his RBI total. That pitch misses high. Porter with four RBI on the season. Here's the 2-0. That catches the inside corner. It's 2-1. The pitch misses outside. So hitters count now for Porter as DeSparty delivers the 3-1. That one fouled off the catcher. So Yates is going to walk it off. So home plate umpire gives him a little bit of time. Now back to action. Here's the payoff pitch. That one tailed inside, and Porter gets on base via the Delta Cabinet Company walk to load the bases for Sandoval. Sandoval 0-for-1 today, struck out in that at bat, and did reach on an error by the first baseman last inning. So Sandoval looking to do some damage, help his cause on the mound. The pitch, that's low. Sparty has his sign and delivers the 1-0. That's in the zone for a strike. Hancock on third, Clay on second, Porter on first for the Panthers. One out here, top of four. Here's the pitch to Sandoval. Swing and a miss. University leads 19-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Trayton going to have to be tough with two in battle at the plate. Here's the pitch. Nope, they're going to try a Daddy Steel Machine pickoff to third. Hancock back in plenty of time. Sandoval back into the right side. Here's the pitch. This one bounced foul on the third base side into the university dugout. So Sandoval stretch it out a little bit at the plate. And now he's ready and steps back in. DeSparty stares in for the sign. The pitch. This one back to the pitcher. DeSparty fields it. He'll go to first. Sandoval will pick up the RBI. University will pick up the second out of the inning. So runners at second and third. Brendan Bear will come to the plate.
Number 27.
Bear, 0 for 1 with a strikeout today. He reached on an error last inning. He'll take a first pitch strike. The score is 19-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard in favor of the Bulldogs. The pitch. Low and inside. Counts even at 1. Here's the 1-1. This one lifted into center field. Chacon underneath it, and he will retire the side. So Delta able to put 3 more runs on the board off of just 1 hit. There was an error in the inning. They'll leave 2 on, and Delta will come out for the bottom of the 4th inning.
Run up, they come up at Eaton. After 5 innings, this score is Riverdale leads 1, Eaton 2.
So we'll go to the bottom of 4 with the Bulldogs ahead 19-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like we're going to have a... For the Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change, I'm going to take a break. I'll tell you about the change when we come back. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Back here at Tom Roche Field at University High School in Greeley, I'm Mark Canner, and the home team Bulldogs lead this one 19-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Connor Workman will take the mound for the first time this season. Trayton Sandoval moves back to first. Porter moves back to third. So, Delta gave up 10 runs in the first and another 7 in the second. Only 2 last innings, so we'll see if we can go for the goose egg here in the fourth. So, coming to the plate for the Bulldogs will be the left fielder number 1. Excuse me, it's actually going to be number 8, Caleb Tejada. He came in as a defensive substitution in the top of the third. Now the left fielder, as he'll have his first at bat of the game. Taco time first pitch. Low and outside, bounces away from Bear to the backstop, and ball 1. Tejada batting 200 on the season with a couple of doubles. The 1-0 foul back off of Bear's mask. He'll shake the cobwebs here real quick. And sure, we'll get back to action shortly. Umpire will give him a little bit of time to gather himself. So, the winner of this game will play the winner of Bennett and Peak to Peak, which is coming up next, and then the loser, of course, of this game will play the loser of that game later today as well. Workman stares in, has his sign, and he'll deliver the 1-1. That pitch misses. The 2-1 misses as well, and it's 3-1 to Tejada. Here's the pitch from Workman. This one is hit opposite field down the right field line and fair. Tejada turns at first. Now he's turning at second. Reed gets it in, and that's going to be a leadoff triple for the Bulldogs. Tate Chacon will come to the plate now.
Number two, Tate Chacon.
Center fielder is 1-for-2 today with a walk, has an RBI, and a couple runs scored. Workman stares in. Here's the taco time. First pitch to Chacon. Hit misses low. So they're going to call a balk on that, and Tejada will score from third. This pitch hit foul on the right field line, and nobody's going to be able to get to that one. So the balk, I think, was called because Workman didn't pause enough when he came set. So the count will be 0-1. As Workman stares in. The pitch. That's a strike. So Workman, back on the rubber, stares in. Has his side. The pitch. Full seamer misses low. Long look in by Workman. He has the sign. Now, time called at the plate. Workman steps off the rubber. And we get back to business. Workman set, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. And in creation strikeouts, the first out of the inning for Delta, and now Dalton Yeast will come to the plate. Yeast 1-for-3 today with an RBI. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter. It's going to be number 14, Jake Onderling. I believe Onderling's probably going to stay in and catch, as he is the other one of the other catchers on this team. And so pinch hit for Yeast. Taco time first pitch to him. He's right there for a strike. So this is the first bat of the season for Yonderling. We now have a slight breeze picking up here. It's been fairly calm most of the day. Breaker misses. Counts even. So, went pretty gusty yesterday. And now it's starting to pick up a little here today. The pitch. This one lifted into right field. Reed coming in on it. And he overran it. It's going to bounce off his glove. Oderlein around first. And he'll get the second on the error. And that'll bring River Jackson to the plate. Looks like we're going to get a...
Now coming to the plate for your Bulldogs. Number 22, Kent Burrell.
And actually, it's not going to be River Jackson. It's going to be Carell, who came in as the defensive substitution last inning. Chance Carell. That one's going to hit him. And Carell will be on first. Carell was a defensive substitution at the top of this inning.
Now batting number 12.
And that'll bring up number 12, Cade Van Bieber. He was also a defensive substitution in the top of the inning. The pitch, now back to the backstop. Van Bieber. He has one at bat on the season. He's also walked. So he's 0 for 1 with a walk on the season. And we're going to get time called at the plate. Oderlein the runner at second, Carell the runner at first. Workman will check them now. They'll come home. That pitch is outside in the dirt. Counts even. Workman's set and delivers. That one's same place. And Bear does a good job to block it. So 2-1 to Van Bieber. The pitch. And they're going to call another balk as Workman's not pausing long enough when he comes set. So the runners will advance. There's no runners at second and third. And it's the field umpire calling that. And head coach Steve Ryer. Nope, excuse me, that's Keaton Ryer. The pitching coach will come out of the dugout. We'll talk to Workman about what he's doing wrong here. So bottom of the fourth. One out, University leads 20-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Keith will return to the dugout. So, Workman just needs to pause when he comes set just a second longer. And here's the 2-1. That one misses. And it's 3-1 to Van Bieber. There's the pitch. On the ground to short. Clay up with it on to first. Runner will score. It makes it 21-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. But Delta, more importantly, has the second out of the inning. That'll bring Logan Getting to the plate. Getting 3-for-4 today with a home run, 2 RBIs, 3 runs scored. He's also reached by lay of an error. Corral the runner on third. Workman stares in. He'll come set and deliver. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. The pitch. That one's low. And the count's even. The pitch. And I think they're going to call a strike on that. As Getting unable to check his swing. Workman stares in. And he'll come set at the belt. The pitch. A bouncer to first. Sandoval fields it. Flips it to Workman, and we're out of the inning. So, 2 runs on one hit for the Bulldogs. And it'll be 21-7 as we will go to the fifth inning. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Mark Canner back with you here at University High School. Bulldogs lead this one 21-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like we're going to get a pitching change here as Caleb Tejada will come in to pitch. Not sure if DeSparty went into left field or.
Yes. Not pitching for the Bulldogs. Yes.
And I had spin confirmed. DeSparty did move to left field as Tejada will come to pitch.
Starting off the top of the fifth inning for Delta. Number 2, Landon Clay.
So Landon Clay to lead off the inning for the Panthers. Off the time first pitch to him is in for a strike. The 0-1 hit down the right field line foul. And it's quickly 0-2 on the Delta shortstop. Clay started at second and moved over to short when we had a defensive change that brought Chaz Wilkes into play second. The pitch. Breaking ball. Jeff caught the outside corner, and I'm not sure that was the right call, but not a lot you can do about it. Man creations on main strikeouts, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed has walked and reached on an error today, has scored twice. The pitch, swing and a miss. Here's the 0-1. That breaker misses. Reed steps out, now back in. The pitch, that's low. Count 2-1 to the Delta right fielder. And the pitch in the dirt. Here's the 3-1. On the ground down the first base line, first baseman Lucian comes up with it. He'll scamper to the bag. And that's the first out of the inning. Second out of the inning. Connor Workman now to the plate. Workman is the pitcher. He started and left, moved to third on the first pitching change, and then he came in to pitch. Workman has singled today, was hit by a pitch, and has scored twice. Taco time, first pitch to him is a strike. The pitch. This one lifted into left field, and it is going to be a base hit as the center fielder Chacon ranges over, and Workman will leg that into a double. So a two-out double for Connor, and now we're going to have a pinch hitter for Delta. It's going to be number 33, Luke Gastineau.
Batting for the Panthers, number 33, Luke Gastineau.
Gastineau in from the left side. Taco Time's first pitch to him. This is low. Gastineau, one at bat and two plate appearances on the season. Has a walk. The pitch, low and inside. And it's 2-0. Here's the pitch from Tejada. And that misses. Nope. Actually, I take that back. It did miss. And three straight balls from Tejada. Gastineau, I imagine, taking all the way here, 3-0. The four-pitch walk. And Luke's on at first. Delta Cabinet Company walk for Gastineau. And Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. Runners at first and second. Hancock in on the right side against Tejada. The pitch misses. So Tejada now struggling to find the strike zone as he got the first two outs of the inning quickly. The pitch, and that's a strike. I'm not sure if that's because Jacob didn't check his swing or if it was in the zone. Regardless, the count's even at one. Tejada stares in. Now delivers. This one will be lifted foul on the right side and out of play. I imagine this is going to be the last inning because of time. think each game is a two-hour time limit. Tejada checks the runners, now comes home. That's a swing and a miss for the third out of the inning. A Delta Cabinet Company, A&M Creations on main strikeout. And University is going to win this one 21-7. So,
University is going to play here at University at 6:30 today. The next game time for Delta is 4 o'clock.
Delta's next game going to be at 4 o'clock against the loser of Bennett and Peak to Peak. That game will start here shortly. Once again, the final score is University 21, Delta 7. You've been, we're going to get to a player of the game sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Player of the game is going to be Connor Workman. Workman, 2 for 2 today with a double, a couple runs scored. He was also hit by a pitch, so he'll be your Delta Cabinet Company player of the game. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance. I'll talk to you in just a little bit, folks.